Moving on to our very, very important interview relating to South Africa. Are we running out of water? Inga Jacobs Mata, who is the regional representative for Southern Africa at International Water Management Institute, joins us. Inga, good morning.
Morning and good morning to all the listeners.
Very, very concerning, Dr. Mata, Jacobs Mata, about relating to our water and at the moment. Can you just give us an idea of what the situation is?
Yeah, sure. You know, I think I'd like to just start by emphasizing that there's no water crisis in the country at the moment. I have to emphasize that. You know, dam levels of the major dams in Gauteng, Vaal, Sterkfontein, Grootdraai, Bloemhof, as of yesterday, are between 70 and 100%. In the city of Cape Town, you're looking at an average of 97.7% as of yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Across the country, with the exception of two provinces, dam levels average at about 77, 78% this week. There were some disruptions in water supply in Johannesburg last week, where some residents experienced up to 54 hours of either intermittent water supply or no water supply. But that was because of, you know, the regular planned maintenance. So there's no crisis at the moment, but certainly, you know, this is a topic coming out of COP 26, where we know that climate change is real and water security is climate security. So many of climate change's most significant impacts will be felt through water. And that's really, you know, what the call for action is at the moment.
And would you say that South Africa has always been a water scarce country?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we know that we're a water scarce country. We know that we're one of the 30 driest countries in the world. We've experienced a growing frequency of droughts. In fact, since 1990, 12 of the years since 1990 were defined as drier years, compared to only seven years in the 20 years prior to 1990. So there is a trend. We are experiencing more frequent and more severe droughts in South Africa, and this is going to continue. So eventually we will experience the same kind of day zero case of Cape Town. We will experience the same level of restrictions countrywide.
We remember those impacts, especially from a socio-economic and development aspect. What kind of proactive approaches can we take before we start panicking again?
Yeah, and you know, Wasanga, this is the crux of the matter. We need to get better at proactive, not reactive planning. We have to get better at preparing for the next drought. And this means investing in robust, integrated early warning systems that have appropriate communication channels back to the public. At the city level, drought policy development and implementation, to sort of inform key mitigation efforts is also a good one. So the city of Cape Town, for example, the water strategy that was released in 2019 is a good example, because that strategy emphasizes water security and drought mitigation through this participatory approach. It emphasizes developing diverse water resources, diversified infrastructure, and basing all of these measures on sound ecological principles. And we need more municipalities to develop similar kinds of proactive water strategies and not wait for the next drought before we act.
How do we avoid this fragmentation? Theoretically, we have all the plans. You mentioned the water strategy and the ecological systems. But when you look at our localities, there seems to be fragmentation. How do we make sure that we are aligned and we act in unison?
Yeah, now, you know, drought management is typically coordinated at the national government level, and then it's executed through government departments or structures at the provincial and the municipal levels, right? So provinces and municipalities, they have their own drought management plans, disaster management centers, and so on. But there is this gap in coordination of widespread but very localized efforts by government, civil society, private sector, in identifying and responding to areas and people most in need. So coordination between all these different actors, I think, is one thing. Also, I think in terms of resourcing, you know, these mechanisms adequately, They require financial support, the right human capital, as well as the appropriate institutional architecture if they are to be successful. So what several experts have already noted is the coordination and the capacity of these different forums, these different committees that are meant to bring different actors together.
And then lastly, something that really concerns me, Doctor, would you say water is the next commodity?
I personally, I'm a social scientist, so I'm torn. You know, we regard water as an economic good, but it's also a public good. It's a human right, you know, and I think the balance between valuing water and pricing water is something we still have to get right. And that's a tricky one. I don't think many countries have managed to find that balance between appropriately understanding the true value of water versus accurately pricing it.
And that is a discussion with Dr. Inga Jacobs-Martha, talking about whether or not South Africa is running out of water. Dr. Jacobs-Martha is a regional representative for Southern Africa at the International Water Management Institute. Thank you for your time, Doctor, and all the best.
Thanks, Asanga. Take care.